Here we go. We are finishing up a few things. We came out. We have to tie up. Very good. We have to tie up a few things from Kosher and Matir. And then we're going to give a slight intro to the new sugya, Amira La'akum. So, we've spoken about Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Aleph being the whole machloikas of Kesher HaKayama versus Uman. Beis and Gimel being about Makar Patish. There's the whole rest of the simon. So, our hope and almost an expectation that we all finish, because, hey, we went on to the next sugya. So, we all finished the rest of Simon Shin Yud Zayin. But I just want to hit upon a few points that are left from Simon Shin Yud Zayin, and then we'll go on. So, what happens? What's the deal with an aniva? An aniva is a bow. A bow is when it's in the air. One bow and another bow, and then you mix them, right? You tie the bow. Now, our bows are usually predicated or built on a kesher. We have a kesher, a singular kesher, then we have a bow on top of the kesher. What is that? Seemingly, that should be problematic, right? Because a kesher echad, that's solidified. What?
I'm sure it's not your thing.
Wait. Before times, yeah? Let's say it's 26 hours. You have an aniva al gabe kesher for 26 hours. Ma dinay. Yeah? Fine. So that's where we get to Sifhei. That's the backdrop for Sifhei. Sifhei comes along and says, Sifhei Shulchan Aruch goes and says, aniva mutter. Aniva is mutter, but that's a sole singular aniva. Nothing more. Aniva's mutter, delav kesherhu. Bafilo masa kesher echad lamata, says the Ramah, even if you made a kesher on the bottom, noyagin boy heter. Noyagin. What's noyagin? Very good. So we mentioned this before, and we're about to get to a big, big one in Reish Ayin Vav. When we learn Sif Beis, it's coming up. This is where the Kalal is almost said. What's the difference between a noyagin and a nohagu in the Ramah? There's so many klali Ramah, yeah? Nohagu is, that's what they did back in Varsha, back in Krakow. Nohagu, what can we do? Nohagu. And then there's noyagin, azoi firtman, right? This is how we do it. So, says the Ramah, this is how we do it. We do aniva al gabi keshes. Okay? So now comes along the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and they're just trying to clearly spell out what is this? It seemingly should be a problem. We're just makel. So that's where they kind of try to what are we chayshish for already? So it's the same ray that's gonna resurface. That what's our whole issue bichlal? Our whole issue is gonna be kesher shel kayama according to Rashi. So if it's bound to be untied within 24 hours, there's no shiloh whatsoever. So being that the kesher echad that's strengthened by the bow on top of the kesher echad, according to the Rambam, is possibly going to be a ma'aseh uman, but that's only a suffix. It's only a suffix, which shows us how far we take the chumrah of the Ramah. It's a chumrah incorporating the Shilta HaGiborim. Shilta HaGiborim going and being choshish for the opinion of the Rambam. It's not Mekar HaDin. So says the Taz and the Magen Avraham, if it's going to be less than one day, then there's no issue whatsoever. Okay? So now that's going to answer our shoes. Every time a person ties their shoes, it's not this sif. What? So aniva al gabe aniva al gabe kesher. So this is where it really should turn off the recorder, because again, the top one. What is the kesher? It's a kesher.
You plan to take it out.
New question. It's not sifhei. Sifhei is aniva's nothing, and says the Ramah, aniva that's on a kesher is also loyagin. It's
should
fine.
Be the same thing for the darkel coat or
if it would be a bow.
If you do one and then bow it, you'd be okay with
it. And then bow it. It's mutter lechatchila. Lechol adeis. If you tie it twice, that was the shayla. That's where we did the double. That's where we even found the kilim on that. A double knot, a kesher, al gabe kesher. Because it's thick and it's bound to come out and it's also lahatir and it's not really maise uman and it's not even so taut, it's not even so tight. So what are we chushiv already?
Kol shegein when you do a double bow on.
Kol shegein if it's a bow like a lacing, a shoelace bow on top of your winter coat, that's for sure mutter. Because you have all the days. The part that you have to turn off the recorder for is what's the deal with a double knot? I'll just say be mavarer the following. I should have brought shoelaces as follows. What's one of the reasons why we're mekel when you take out a knot, right? When you have, he's going to get shoelaces. What's one of the reasons we're mekel? Yeah.
For the single bow, specifically when you have two bows, you can't do the wrap around loop through. One you fold, one you. So you see what I'm saying?
Is this gonna help me?
Yes, it is.
Yeah? Wait, so what are we doing?
No, you hear what?
It's not gonna work. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah?
For a regular shoelace, you do the one loop and the other one. Like that. You know how it
looks? I'm not following.
Okay.
So why we mekel? Why we mekel on anivachas? Let's say it's a kesher echad. Right? So because you can take it out with one hand. So we've spoken about this so many times. It's not remeir. It's a giloy that it's not a maisu uman, nor is it shel kayama. Right? So now when you could pull something out with ease, that shows you that you've marked off both your boxes as follows. This is what, try this at home. When you go and you take a knot, you have a kesher echad, you do a bow on your kesher echad. Can I have your hand? May I, yeah? So if you go and you do your bow on your, no, I need your wrist. Thank you very much. So you do your bow, kesher echad. Yeah, closer. Thank you very much. Okay, kesher echad. Thank you very much. You do your bow. Yeah? As you do your bow, now what are we? We are an aniva al gabe kesher. Yeah? Aniva al gabe kesher. Now, so long as everything stays out of the next loop, yeah? The next loop goes like this. What is this? This is a kesher al gabe aniva al gabe. Al gabe kesher. Now, if you pull both, it comes right out.
We need to end.
But one more time, if it gets, I'm sorry to do this, but it'll actually be mamkushit. Yeah, if you go like this, and then you don't, and it gets stuck. Let's say it goes in between. Oh, right. We tried this once, and it still worked. Who is this with? If you go in between, or any of them get stuck in between, then it still comes out. So the chayra, the shayla is going to be as follows: is that enough? Is that enough to be mekel? Is that enough to be mekel? I would be mavarer from the sugya. I'm just being mamsi one hatsa. I've heard this from someone who said, you know, the same classic. I don't know paskin. Lechayra. It's the same reason why you're going to be mekel in many, many oifanim, because it comes out with ease, should apply there as well.
Do you need two hands for that, though? Instead of one? Can you do it?
You could.
It's just a little hard.
Yeah, you could. You just have to make it just be, he'll have a bigger mark. Yeah. What? Or it becomes a kesher she'ena shel kayama klal. It's all how you want to word it. What's an afkamina? They're both mutter. Go.
Yeah,
if you have a kesher, an eval, you have a kesher.
Yeah.
A regular one-time shul.
Yeah.
But if you have intentions to put it in for 48, 72 hours, that's usher.
Yes. Yeah, that's what comes out. Meaning, l'chol ha'deis, you go through the Taz and the Magen Avraham, how they explain, sifhei, if you deliberately know this will be here for more than 24 hours, don't do it.
You're going to Israel and,
that's why.
You're not planning on taking off your shoes at night,
Yeah. L'chera, there's room to be, not room to be, you should avoid it.
The tie, although it's called an aniva, is that the prep and halachic classification of tie, or is it kesher?
I don't know. Here we go. Two more cases, and then I want to get to a little bit of a touch upon Amir Lakum. What's with Azikonim? Anyone been there to Israel?
Zip.
Azikonim is a
zip tie.
Cable. What do they call them? Cable ties also, right? Cable ties, zip ties. Yeah.
So,
L'chayra, what?
It's not a knot.
So, but they're the strongest thing ever.
It's not a knot.
Right. So, what would you say? Ashkafa, you're saying a knee-jerk reaction. What would you say? Again?
Yes, it is.
We're going to get to twist ties. That's the last case. So, sorry, I didn't mean to, yeah. L'chayra says from Nissen Karelitz in Chut Shani, he mamish talks about this very case. And he says, Chutei plastic, hanekram azikim. That what happens, it's just, it's a, what do they call it? Something gets stuck in a lip, right? It's a fork? It's like a bolt, right, it's like a belt. Thank you. It's like a belt and it gets stuck. Every loop, so to speak, every little pull, it gets stuck more. He says it's absolutely mutter. What's happened? Nothing has happened. He says, barring one possibility of an iser, boina, depending on what you're being mechaber with that strength of a twist tie, of a cable tie or zip tie. But all it is, well, what's the case?
You're using it. It's completion.
It's just bringing something together. It's not,
but you're not
being mashlim. Yeah, you're not being mashlim. Yeah, you're not being. Give me the case and we'll down it. Go. Might be boina. Well, every boina can be makir patish, right? Good. When we learn boina, we'll go there. Yeah. Okay. So that's what he says. Very interesting. And as does the Shmir Shabbos himself, he also paskins the azikonim are actually mutter. They feel so usher, but it's actually mutter because name the iser. What's the iser?
Bundle the other forks or knives or whatever.
Again, right? If you want to bundle something together on Shabbos, go and take. Right? Because in theory, you could be matir it.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna have this debate after. Fine, and that brings us to twist ties. Yep. Twist ties. Where does the shaila even begin? Right. So the shaila begins from a Rambam. It's passing the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah at the end of the Simin, he throws in. By the way, Hapoisel Chavalim Chayim Mishum Kosher. Poisel Chavalim means to twist the rope together, right? So a common case that's much more problematic is these guys, the Frey guys, on the fringe, and you want to go and be Poisel Chavalim, right? That's one Shaila. The extrapolation from the Rambam and the extension is twist ties. Why? Because what are you doing? You're being poisel this twist tie into a joint chevel. Is that an issue or not? So the answer is, it's not clear. Not clear at all. Not clear at all. That's the final answer. Now we'll do everything in between. So at the first glance, what shaychus? One of them is making a string. The other one is just uniting two ends of a metal rod, closing it, and then we're not being poisel chavalim, right? And you're going to get stuck, right? What's the difference between poisel chavalim and being matve, tove, right? Tvia, Tes, Vav, Vav, Yud, Hey. So one of them is by a thin string, one of them is by a thicker string, and where do we put twist ties? Who said they're even part of the Shaila? What? Who even thought to make the Tzushta? So the place can go and Dan, is this a problem whatsoever? So what I love is that in Torah you could find anything, right? Either you have to know a lot, have to know where to look, or know who to know who looked, right? So it says in the Ma'or HaShabbos. Ma'or HaShabbos is Reb Yadler, Reb Moshe Yadler from Arzei Abira. A Ger Chassid, Givaldig, tremendous Talmid Chacham, doesn't need my askamas. And he wrote a four-volume set called Ma'or HaShabbos. Ma'or HaShabbos, all four volumes, Kimat, are on Bishul, Shehiya, Chazara, Hatmana. One big topic. In the back, he has all the shailas that he sent to the Gedolim, the exact wording of the question, how he received the answer back, and then on the bottom he brings all the background and his opinion, possibly what's behind the question. And he goes and he says, in Chelek Gimel, in letters he sent to, and those span all topics, not just Bishul Shehiya Chazara Hatmana. He goes and he sent a letter to Rav Shlomo Zalman. He sent Rav Shlomo Zalman, Lashon HaSheila. Yeah, Yeshnam Sakiyot Hamalufafot Bechut, right? Lifuf is to twirl it. Barzel, yeah. Ukadayma Hakavan Ladugam Akmoy Sakiyot Lechem Parus. Like at the top of your rye bread, right? You have a twist tie. Yeah. Now, Ha'im Mutter, I'm skipping all the description of the twist tie. Ha'im Mutter Lepoischam Oyle Soigram Afshalipam Im Sigirasam Asuya Liyosem Esim Varbashois. There are times if you close your bread and you don't have another piece of bread until Sunday late afternoon, and this is early afternoon on Shabbos, so it's more than 24 hours. Is that a problem? So, trying to make it all dramatic. The Poisik Ador of Shlomo Zalman goes and answers him. B'negei l'shei lasai, loy barur li eichadin bozeh. And then he has about 6 pages explaining why. Lo baruli. It's not so clear. What's the halacha? Now, on the one hand, he goes and he brings down a lot of different shailas because maybe this is not even a question. Because he says from Shlomo Zalman, Ala Derech, he goes and Rebbe Yashiv, he said, I spoke to Rebbe Yashiv, I asked him, and he said to take the twist tie and to just go and do one time around that will hold against itself without the second time, the third time. I've actually heard stories. Again, stories of the Yashiv definitely could be true. Just there's too many versions of the same story. Someone walked in and he brought a twist tie and he said, is this mutter? And the Yashiv said, yes. And then someone walked in with a twist tie, says mutter, and says, Asu Daraisa. What happened? They went in, both Shoilim went into Rav Yashiv. Again, I don't know if this story happened, but...
Did one twist?
And Rav Yashiv said, no, the first guy went, did a twist. The second guy did a second twist. Oh, Paisel Psilas. Because that's already twisting the twist tie. Fine. So, Rav Yashiv said, one time's not going to be a problem. Yeah? So, I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's totally fine. Tiber Yatsiv is Mekel. The Kloisenberger Rebbe's Mekel in Ganson. He has a lot of Tzirufim why he feels that it shouldn't be a problem. I can get you the exact Maor Mokim. I'll just want to end off this topic with the Lashon of the Shevet HaLevi. He says it very well. And he puts it down very well. He goes and he's donning this very Shaila. It's in Chelek Ches Simin Nunhe. Yep. And he says, there's these twist ties, they're very common. Are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? And he goes to the Rambam, and he says, he's not so sure if this Rambam should be applicable to this din. Lochein oimer betach. Yeah, he says with confidence. Just because I found one reason why it shouldn't be a problem, I'm not going to go and say that it's definitely not a problem. If a person's machmer, it's not such a crazy chumrah. Yeah, mikol makom ein lefi ani asayti makom laharish al mekilim. And don't scream at someone who's mekel. V'yish lelamitz chusa Yisrael. It's a big limud in, you know, approach. He's going and saying, is there room to be machmir? Yes. Could he entertain someone who wished to be mekel? Yes. Let's be melamed chus on klal Yisrael. Those who do it, they have what to rely on. Should a person go and do it, there's definitely what to rely on not to. Like a real politician, a rav, who says, it's better not to. It's better not to. It's a question. Is it better not to? The answer is yes. Does someone who does it have anything to rely on? The answer is yes. How do the two things coexist? The answer is yes. Right. The answer is yes, because it's not always black and white. V'yesh lelam mitzchus al klal Yisrael. That's that. Now,
second
on your tzitzis, we're choshish for the Rambam. All the place can say, we're choshish for my Suma. In that day? Yeah, if you do it tight enough, for sure not. So you have a chshash shel tigiborim, l'fi the Rambam, not to tie your tzitzis that second time, because it might be a my Suma. Fine. Now, just to map out, there's three different aspects of Amir Lakum. And this is the intro to, in 2 minutes, to next week. Because we started the sugya. So, this is the kiyum. So, there's three different aspects that always need to be addressed whenever we don an Amir Lakum Shiloh. Number one, the words. Yeah, we'll start with the words. The words you say, is the person allowed to verbalize the request? There's a gezeira on the wording. Okay. Number two, the hana that you're going to get. Now, in wording, we're going to have a whole slew of exceptions in wording. If it's a remez, but shaloi b'derech tzibur, it's not a directive, it's just a hint. One avenue that's addressing that avenue of a problem. Avenue number two is hana. Hana, and we're going to have to get a whole slew. We're going to find a whole slew of exceptions within Hana. It's indirect Hana. It's negative. It's turning off a light, not on a light. That's going to be better. If it's something that's, you know, multi-services, many, many people, and there's no difference, or they're already in existent Hana, and you're just adding on a little bit more to Sefesar, that's all within the avenue of Hana. And then there's something called Macha. Macha is kind of Macha. You have to protest. So this is the hardest part, right? It's almost like a thorn in our side, because every time you're going to want to try to figure out what happens to Macha. So we have to somehow, in order for Amir Lakum to get off the ground, we have to go and figure out why Macha is not a problem. It starts from a Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah brings it, it's like you got a one-off. The second time, if you see him coming, you have to scream. Right? So just play out the scenario, right? You cross your T's, you dot your I's, you ask the goy, right? Remiza, shaloi b'derech tzivui, indirect, can you come to my house? And then you're asking him to turn off the light, not on the light. And as he's about to do it, you say, get out! Get out now! Get out of here! I have to be moicha. It's wild. How does the sugya even play out? How does the sugya get off the ground? Because we're going to have to address each one of those three avenues. The Amira, the Hana, and the Rajva talks about in Kufcha Beis. Why isn't it a gzeira la gzeira? And his answer is, kula chave gzeira. Yeah, for all you that were waiting for it. But that's the intro. Three avenues, three exceptions within each avenue, and to be continued.